reading from the Old Testament, the first one.
Thank you.
water to get. And I think about that, and I think, you know, with like the invitation, being invited to a birthday party, the end of the party, being invited to a wedding, like, there's an honor in that, that you're invited to be a part of something. To have communion with someone in a special moment. You're invited into something where not everyone is invited to. I would love to have a baby from the other side of where I can invite every single person I met. This gets to not be the smaller the people that are. And I think we can take the time to do it all. I think back in the day, there was desert months. The earliest Christian months where they went and inhabited the desert land in the Middle East. Starting at the beginning of the 7th century BC. And they were known as the desert fathers, and they left everything behind them, and they went into the desert. With a mission to be more devoted to God, instead of knowing Jesus Christ and making the gospel absolutely incredible to the world. We wanted to devote themselves body, mind, soul, and will. And they left it all behind and they decided to be true disciples in search of a holy will. They would need them to be more than just. They practiced integrity with character, with unrelenting courage. They required their full being to remain in a state of constant humility. This only gives joy to God. And I think of that, and it's interesting because as we went into the desert, there's a great paradox. The extraordinary hearts that they had, how they disciplined themselves, was very tough, and they were out in the quietness of the desert. There was no one around them. But yet, this discipline often resulted in gentleness and patience for them. Whether it was other people coming to know and understand spiritual life in Christ, or whether it was other monks coming to be in touch with them. These monks brought this purity as he did with God after them. They were talking, they brought this kind of heart purity by their life. They wanted to keep their life. They wanted to know that they were God in life to know that they were God in life. And you think about the context of our North American culture, there's not many times for your service to the cross. So let's move into the question of your question. Well, it's not the invitation to spend time to God. It's not an invitation, like, to pull away from the infinite to cut off, come into a moment where you can feel, where you can rest, and then you can use that energy to feel rested. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I've gone on the media from back to the kitchen, and I've got to be a toxic. And if you can't write, I recommend a busyness to nothing, back to busy. And it's just like two different lines. And there's a bunch of messages that are posted today that there's no time to react. You guys are trying to react to the message. You guys are super stupid. This is why God calls us to keep it to that. He calls us to just keep working. To keep moving to never stop. He calls us to let us to work. Constant worry, constant thought. It is a mixture of the constant life, a constant
desire to live. A life more like we need to do. We need to talk to where it's at in this life. And where do I want that to be for us? When we get out of here, we just get out of here. be very pleased to see. And I remember my brother and I looking at him and his friends, and we were like, if this thing fell, it would be so loud and it would take everything in its path. But isn't that what this category is like? They were at the people who were the people that were at the people who 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 were at the people. I love where other people are supposed to be seen as heaven. I love where they're supposed to be seen. And yet, we're not actually feeling it. To go right to that particular piece. We're not feeling it. To go right to that particular piece. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.